actually my oral English is not very good when I'm in the secondary school because I don't. It's just like teenagers are not very, do not feel very comfortable of speaking English, especially with local. I don't know. It's my own problem because I have no problems when I'm speaking to foreigners, mm-hmm. but I find it quite difficult when I have to speak with local people in English. So yeah. Yeah, it feels good when I only have to speak to foreigners. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's quite interesting when I can communicate with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good, and I think is it because they have a more laid back manner, so and when you speak to them, you're less self conscious.
I think it's about the environment because in other countries I am the foreigner. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So and it's like. Because it's in Hong Kong, studying English requires people are looking for accuracy of using language. Mm-hmm. But in foreign countries, it's just the common language for communicating. Mm-hmm. So it's more relaxed.
Yeah, and I think in Hong Kong, people in general are just treating it as, in secondary school, is a tool to pass examination. Yeah. But I think what you've said about talking with foreigners while traveling is in a more relaxing environment, right? So, what experience, like, how was it like for you? Like, any fun things happened when you're traveling and talking with them?
Actually, each conversation is interesting because when you're willing to share your experience with others, actually you can exchange interesting stories with them. Yeah, and there is last summer I went to Berlin and I chose to stay in some kind of hostel, and the hostel is famous for having graffiti decoration inside the whole hostel, and every year they, like, I don't know, every 2 or 3 years they will ask for some local graffiti artist, I think, yeah, to help them to redecorate the whole hostel. So when I stay there, I talk to some of them. And these people are very interesting because some of them may be local people, German, or they come from Britain, just because they are very passionate about the graffiti industry, and they're very interested in this. So they just call for annual leave, something like that, and travel from Britain to Germany just for finishing the work.
That's great, and I think it's a culture where, like, you can freely express yourself, right,
yeah,
through art. And I also want to know, do you have any memorable English reading experience?
Nothing special, actually, but it is quite. Because my parents are not very, they do not push me for studying, mm-hmm. like, they do not push me for reading a lot of English books, but I found my interest in reading those, I don't know, something like comics. My dad bought me comics, and and then I find reading books is quite interesting. And I start reading English books, like, starting from, I don't know, secondary school, yeah. It's kind of late, but it's very interesting to study English, I think. And there are many, many English novels that are very interesting, and I'm a fan of science fiction, so it's quite interesting to study.
Okay, that's great to know. So I want to know, like, what part of sci-fi has attracted you?
Well, I like supernatural parts. Uh-huh. Yeah, something like UFO or something that, I don't know, because people do not. I find it interesting when science cannot explain everything, mm-hmm. and it requires a lot of imagination to finish that kind of novel. And I treat it like a prediction of the future. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe sometime, at some point, all these will happen in the future. So